Study Unit 3, Social Assistance in South Africa. What is social assistance? Social assistance is a state-provided basic minimum protection which aims to relieve poverty, is subject to qualifying criteria, and is rendered on a non-contributory basis. Social assistance is a form of social safety net which provides assistance in cash or in kind to persons who lack the means to support themselves and their dependents. Social assistance is funded from government revenues. Its main objective is to alleviate poverty, though, amongst other things, the provision of minimum income support. Social assistance in South Africa is concerned mainly with the payment of grants and is regulated by the Social Assistance Act 13 of 2004. Grants that are available to the needy in this country include grants for children, namely the Child Support Grant, the Care Dependency Grant, and the Foster Care Grant. Next, what were the traditional methods of support? Well, in the pre-colonial societies, members of a family were provided for through kinship systems. The family was the primary institution through which the basic needs of individuals were met. Children, elderly people, the handicapped, and the sick whose productive capacities were limited or impaired received support from their families. Support often extended beyond the immediate family to the wider clan. Well, next, discuss the grants in terms of the Social Assistance Act 13 of 2004. The Social Assistance Act of 2004 provides for inter alia the administration of social assistance and the payment of social grants. The Act provides social assistance to South African citizens and permanent residents. A South African citizen in terms of the Act means a person who has acquired citizenship in terms of Chapter 2 of the South African Citizenship Act 88 of 1995. Please note that it is generally accepted that it is difficult to implement a means test, mainly because it is often very difficult to make a reasonable assessment of a person's income. The income that is normally taken into account in applying the means test is a person's taxable income. Although this information may be collected from the South African Revenue Service, known as SARS, the information is likely to be unreliable since a person's taxable income does not necessarily constitute an accurate reflection of what the person's income actually is. The SAA, together with the regulations published in terms of the Act, set out conditions for payments of social grants. You should be able to advise people applying for social grants on all aspects relating to the grants. That is, how to go about applying, whether they qualify, what to do if the grant refuses, stopped or suspended, the amount of the grant, and similar matters. Next, briefly discuss child grants. Section 28 of the Constitution grants every child the right to family, shelter, health, and basic nutrition. On the other hand, Section 27(1)(c) of the Constitution provides that everyone has the right to have access to social security, including if they are unable to support themselves and their dependents, appropriate social assistance. Furthermore, Section 27(2) obliges the state to take reasonable legislative and other measures within its available resources to achieve the progressive realization of the right of access to social security. Section 27(2) clearly provides that, in addition to legislative measures, financial, administrative, judicial, economic, social, and educational measures must be taken. Note should be taken that, Unlike Section 27 of the Constitution, which has an internal limitation in Section 27(2), Section 28 has no such limitation. Thus, the Constitution gives the state a duty to allocate resources so that children's socio-economic rights can be realized immediately and not progressively. The allocation of scarce resources to poor children should be prioritized over allocations to all categories of poor people. Next, discuss the child support grant. The child support grant, known as the CSG, exists to provide for the basic needs of South African children up to the age of 18 years, where parents or primary caregivers are not able to provide sufficient support because of unemployment or poverty. A primary caregiver who must be older than 16 years of age can apply for the CSG on behalf of a child or children in his or her care. The primary caregiver is responsible for ensuring that the child is fed, clothed, immunized, and given access to healthcare. The child's eligibility to receive the grant will depend on the financial situation of the primary caregiver and his or her spouse. If the primary caregiver is a single parent, he or she should first try to get money from the child's other parent through applying for a maintenance order. Which factors are important to determine whether the primary caregiver or child should get the grant or not? 1. Personal income of the primary caregiver or spouse. 2. Where the child is living, rural or urban area. 3. The type of dwelling that the child is living in, informal, a shack hut, or a formal brick, concrete, asbestos walls dwelling. The person who applies must be the primary caregiver of the child, be over the age of 16 years, be living with the child in South Africa at the time of the application for the grant, pass the means test. A primary caregiver cannot receive the grant if he or she is being paid to look after a child, someone else is already getting a grant for the child, he or she represents an institution which takes care of the child, he or she does not qualify in terms of the means test, the child concerned does not have a valid birth certificate. Next, how do you apply for a child support grant? One can apply for the child support grant by filing in an application form at the nearest district welfare office or service point of a district office. The applicant does not need to pay anything to make the application. What are the following documents required for the application of a child support grant? The primary caregiver's South African identity document, the child's identity document or birth certificate, proof that the child has been immunized, proof of any maintenance received from the parent of the child or proof of efforts made to obtain maintenance from a parent, proof of earnings and assets, what the applicant owns, and proof of regular income of the household in which he or she lives. If the applicant is married, a marriage certificate. If the applicant is divorced, the court order giving details of custody of the child. If the primary caregiver is not the parent of the child, and let or an affidavit from the parent of the child giving permission to take care of the child. A death certificate. If one or both parents are deceased, or if the father or mother is missing, proof of this, such as a missing persons report from the police and a sworn statement from the applicant and other family members. All copies of the documents must be certified, meaning they must be signed and stamped by the police officer or any other commissioner of oaths. The applicant will be given a copy of the application or a dated receipt signed by the SASSA officer. This provides proof of the application. If the application is refused, the applicant will receive a letter explaining why it has been refused and how he or she can appeal. Discuss payment of the grant. When applying for the grant, the applicant must indicate how he or she would like the money to be paid. The grant can be received in cash on specific days, at a pay point, or electronically into the applicant's bank account. It takes 3 months for the application to be processed and for grants payments to start. Payments are backdated to the day the applicant was made. Applicants are allowed to make inquiries about their applications and about when to expect payment of the grant by phoning through a toll-free facility, the South African Social Security Agency. Payments stop if the guardian dies, if the child dies, when the child is above the qualifying age, if someone else starts looking after the child, or if the caregiver's circumstances change and he or she no longer qualifies to receive the grant. Payment of the grant will be monitored from time to time to check if the applicant still qualifies to receive the grant. Discuss the care dependency grant. The care dependency grant, known as the CDG, is for children from 1 to 18 years of age who have severe disabilities and who require and receive permanent home care. The grant is also means tested. It is payable to parents, foster parents, custodians, or guardians providing permanent home care to an unlimited number of children. Discuss the care dependency grant. The care dependency grant is for children from 1 year, 18 years of age who have severe disabilities who require and receive permanent home care. The grant is also means tested. It is payable to parents, foster parents, custodians, or guardians providing permanent home care to an unlimited number of children. Discuss the care dependency grant. The care dependency grant is for children from 1 to 18 years of age who have severe disabilities and who require and receive permanent home care. The grant is also means tested. It is payable to parents, foster parents, custodians, or guardians providing permanent home care to an unlimited number of children. The amount of the grant increases every year in line with inflation. What are the documents required in order to apply for the care dependency grant? 1. The identity document or birth certificate in respect of the child. 2. Identity document of the parent or foster parent. 3. Medical forms. 4. Proof of income and assets, or an affidavit confirming unemployment for parent or foster parent. 5. Applicant's form from the welfare office, from the South African Social Security Agency. Discuss the foster child grant. The foster child grant, FCG, is for the children under 18 years of age who have been placed in foster homes by the court. It is payable to the foster parent for an unlimited number of children. Only the means of the child are considered and not those of the foster parent. However, foster child's income must not exceed twice the annual amount of the grant. As with other grants, the amount paid increases every year in line with inflation. What are the documents required to apply for the foster child grant? Identity document or birth certificate in respect of the child. These documents do not need to be South African. Identity document of the foster parent. The relevant court order. Proof of income, if any, of the child. No means test is required for the foster parent. Application forms from the welfare office. And proof of child's school attendance, if applicable. Now it says, next, discuss the old age grant. Presently, South Africa's social assistance component provides for the partially universal state old age grant. The state old age pension is the largest social security transfer in South Africa, and the pension plays a pivotal role in poverty alleviation for those who receive it. The pension brings substantial volumes of cash into poor households and communities. The grant is intended for the support of the elderly. At the moment, a person is eligible for an old age grant if, in addition to satisfying the age requirement of 60 years both for men and women, if he or she passes the means test, is a South African citizen or is permanently resident in the Republic, has a valid identity document, is not a beneficiary of another social grant, is not maintained in any one of the following state institutions or institutions funded by the state: a prison, a state psychiatric hospital, a state home for older persons, a care treatment center, or a treatment center for drug dependents. Next, discuss the grant in aid. A person in such a physical or mental condition that he or she requires regular attendance by another person is eligible for a grant in aid, subject to the qualifying requirements detailed in Section 5 of the Social Assistance Act of 2004. Next, discuss the administration of social grants by the South African Security Agency. The South African Security Agency, known as SASA, was set up by the government in April 2005 to root out fraud and improve efficiency in the administration of the country's social grants. It is aimed at speeding up delivery for social grants, cutting down on corruption in the system, and ultimately at lifting the burden of administering grant applications and payments from the country's nine provinces. What is distress? Distress in this context refers to a condition that is usually precipitated by a crisis situation which as might arise from a sudden change in status such as death, a loss of a job, illnesses, or an accident. Social relief entails the giving of temporary material assistance to people and their families when they are unable to meet the most basic needs during a crisis. The system provides for social relief for individuals in the event of a crisis or whole communities where such communities face crises. Next, a person will qualify for social relief of distress if he or she is not receiving assistance from any other organization and satisfies one or more of the following conditions. He or she is awaiting permanent. He or she is medically unfit to be employed. Now will be so for a period of less of 6 months. No maintenance payments are being received from a person obliged to pay him or her maintenance. The breadwinner of his or her family is deceased or has been admitted to an institution for a period of less than 6 months, and insufficient means are available. He or she has been affected by a disaster, although the area in which he or she lives has not yet been declared a disaster area or by any other emergency situation. Discuss social relief. Social relief for distress is paid monthly for a maximum period of 3 consecutive months and may not exceed the maximum social grant payable to the person per month. Extensions of the period by a further 3 months may be granted in exceptional cases. Social relief is defined in the Fundraising Act 107 of 1998 as the alleviation of needs of persons or communities by means of the temporary rendering of material assistance to them. Social relief entails short-term measures undertaken by the state and other private organizations to assist persons during individual or community crises that have caused the affected persons or communities to be unable to meet their most basic needs. Social relief is also regulated by the Social Assistance Act and is financed through taxation. Social relief programs are aimed at the alleviation of both chronic and transient poverty. Social grants play a very important role in the reduction of poverty in South Africa. However, in order to target those who are in need of assistance, a means test has to be applied. Social relief of distress is only available as a temporary measure afforded to individuals and communities which have been stricken by crises. Remember that this is just a short-term measure undertaken by the state to assist those affected and unable to meet their most basic needs. Discuss the hardships caused by the state. To compensate individuals upon whom the state or its predecessor has inflicted harm or damage, after studying this unit, you should know to whom the South African government has been prepared to grant social compensation, and you should know the requirements that must be met in order for applicants to qualify for compensation in this regard. Next, discuss the social grants for war veterans and conventional military pensions. The Special Pensions Act 69 of 1996 was enacted to give effect to Section 108 of the Interim Constitution, which stated that provisions shall be made to an Act of Parliament for the payment of special pensions by the national government to persons or their dependents who made sacrifices or who have served the public interest in the establishment of the democratic constitutional order. In pursuance of the above-mentioned constitutional mandate, the Act provides for special pensions to be paid to persons who have made sacrifices, suffered financial deprivation, or served in the interest during the liberation struggle. In the course of establishing non-racial democratic constitutional order in South Africa while serving full-time in a banded or restricted political organization and as a consequence of such activity were unable to be prevented from providing for pensions for a significant period. What is the purpose of the Special Pensions Act 69 of 1996? The purpose of this act is to compensate those who were involved in the liberation struggle and who on that account lost the opportunity to provide for a pension before the 2nd of February 1919 for a period of at least 5 years. It also seeks to compensate the surviving spouse and dependents of such persons. The requirements in terms of the act is that a person must have been at least 30 years or older on the 1st of December 1996, is precisely to ensure that only those who not have been in the position to make provision for their old age would qualify for a special pension. If a person was younger than 30 years on this date, the assumption is that despite the person's contribution to the liberation struggle, he or she was young enough to still make provision for retirement. Next, what are the challenges facing the system of social security in South Africa? The capacity of existing institutions to deliver social services to the poor, especially in rural areas, deserves special attention. One of the major constraints faced by government is that the resources for meeting high expectations are limited. Though in the longer term, this particularly applies to fiscal resources, in the short to medium term, they are also a constrained capacity to deliver.